at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The King says he's ready to cooperate with police after his brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, was arrested. Elizabeth Secker reports.
Police with Andrew's home in Sandringham this morning on his 66th birthday. The former prince is being questioned on suspicion of misconduct in public office. It's believed to relate to his time as the UK trade envoy and his friendship with the disgraced sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Lawyer Paul Britton says if charged, there could be serious consequences.
It's an indictable offence, which means it will end up in a Crown Court. He could very well be serving time in prison.
The King has released a statement his deepest concern and stressing the law must take its course. But he carried on with his usual duties, including a trip to London Fashion Week.
What's your reaction to your brother's arrest, sir?
Andrew is the first senior royal to be arrested in modern history. Royal commentator Alistair Bruce says it's a shocking day for the monarchy.
It's ghastly for the King, the Queen and members of the family who are trying to do their duty and serve the nation.
Thames Valley Police are now searching his home in Norfolk and a previous property, Royal Lodge in Windsor. Andrew has always strenuously denied any wrongdoing.
In other news, there's a warning children are being hospitalised as cases of the measles continue to rise in North London. The UK Health Security Agency says it's spreading among unvaccinated children under the age of 10 in Enfield. Be forced to remove intimate images shared without consent within 48 hours under new legislation. The government says the crime should be treated with the same severity as terrorist content. In sport, Nottingham Forest have a 3-0 lead in the first leg of their Europa League knockout tie at Turkish side Fenerbahce. Victor Pereira, the club's fourth permanent manager of the season, is in charge of Forest for the first time. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Classic hits from the 60s.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Some great tunes there on the Gold Kite in the last hour, but now for the next couple of hours, we are in the 60s.
Safe and wild, if I was in LA.
Classic Hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. He's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all full completely down?
Good evening, welcome along to the show. And as I said earlier, a couple of hours of great 60s tunes. It's been a bit of a rough day. I haven't felt well at all again, but slowly warming up a bit. I just felt cold and shivery first thing this morning. I think it was a bit colder today, wasn't it? Okay then, GDC Riley, the artist we just heard there. She was a one-hit wonder here in the UK. Got to number 12 with the Harper Valley PTA. And that came from 1968. And the song was written by Tom T. Hall, who was one of my favourite country artists. I used to have all of his albums, and sadly I don't have many of them left now. And before that, we had the Mummers and the Poppers, and their debut hit got to number 23, and California Dreaming. That was from 1966. And we have got a good selection this evening, even if I do say so myself.
Good God, in this night. Good golly, Miss Molly.
music hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh.
It was Elvis Presley, and he got to number one with the Jordanaires as well there. And She's Not You from 1962. Must admit, I did prefer a lot of the slower stuff like that. Not really into too much of the rocky stuff of the 50s. And of course, before that, we had this Swinging Blue Jeans. It was their third hit, got to number 11 in 1964. Good golly, Miss Molly. That's a great track, wasn't it? They had quite a few other hits as well. What was You're No Good got to number 3 as well. That's one of my favourites. Probably have that in a few months' time. Right, let's press on then. This track was actually a B-side in the UK, but it was an A-side in America. Work that one out.
Stay.
classic hits from the 1960s.
Red Kite Radio.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. You wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Something to do that cannot wait. He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Around the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, tell Laura I love her. For Laura, he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. Tell I love her. Tell Laura I need her.
Ricky Valance and Tell Laura I Love Her from 1960. And it got to number one. And I think, if I remember rightly, it was the first Welsh artist to have a number one in the UK record chart. There you go, a little bit of trivia for you. And before that, trying to sound a little bit more summery, I always think the start of that sounds like the Ice Cream Van. Not really into that this weather. I'm feeling definitely cold, as I was saying earlier. It was, of course, the Beach Boys, and God Only Knows was the A-side in the States, but for some reason the B-side of that track, which was Wouldn't It Be Nice, was the A-side everywhere else. So there you go. So it's nice to hear that again. And it got to number two anyhow in 1966, would be follow-up by Good Vibrations, which would give them their first number one. After several years of trying to get that number one, they finally got there. We're heading into the break. Time for me to have a quick drink. After the break, the Four Tops, Standing in the Shadow of Love.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting. But let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. But not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
Red Kite Radio.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache. at you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you be standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm the best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone, I'm destined to be with misery. My only company. It may come today, and it might come tomorrow. But it's for sure. You needed me, always there, and I wasn't high.
Hits. Red Kite Radio.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me. Faith and trust, there could be no other. Why? 'Cause I love you. Why? 'Cause you love me. I think you're awfully sweet. Why? Because I love you. You say I'm your special treat. Why? Because you love me. Perfect love, yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me all the time. Love, yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. We'll love each other, dear, forever.
Probably remember the Anthony Newley version of Why, but that was Frankie Avalon and his version, the American version, got to number 20 and entered the charts in January 1960, right on the edge of our limit, isn't it, in the lower 60s. He did have another hit which got to 37, Don't Throw Away All Those Teardrops. I'll have to have a look and see if I got that in the collection. It doesn't sound familiar to me. And of course, before that, the Four Tops, that great band, stayed played together for almost four decades, or around four decades, and yeah, quite unusual for a band. And of course, that was the Standing in the Shadows of Love, January 1967, that entered the charts, where it got to number six. It was the follow-up to their big number one, Reach Out, I'll Be There, from 1966. Nice bit of Motown there. And it's an interesting group coming up next. I only had a couple of hits.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She's out of sight to me.
It's the 60s Rewind
with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
Something is happening and it started happening when you walked by. Something is happening and it's changing everything to you. Same thing is happening to you. Some-
1968 for that track, Herman's Hermits. It's a top 10 hit for them, got to number 6, Something's Happening. Yes, they were a very successful group over the 60s into the 70s, and Peter Noon, the singer, also had some solo hits as well. And they always seemed happy songs, well, most of them anyhow. Before that, we had the Easy Beats from 1966. Their debut hit got to number 6, Friday on My Mind. We haven't got much longer to wait. It's tomorrow, isn't it? And that got to number 6. They did have a follow-up, which got to number 20 in 1968. Hello, how are you? And I think there's a bit of a link between them and AC/DC. I think the Young Brothers or something like that were part members of each of the bands in sort of relative wise, but I'm not quite sure about that. I did read it somewhere, but you can't always believe what you read, can you? Interesting track coming up next. It's Johnny Mathis and Misty. Do you remember that Clint Eastwood film where he was a DJ and somebody kept phoning in for him to play Misty? I'm not giving you any ideas, I hope.
Me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. My way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. My own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Classic hits for Tame Haddenham and Long Crendon.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Mm-hmm.
fades away rather rapidly at the end there. I think they had somewhere to be. That was Chicken Shack. Do you remember them? The track was called I'd Rather Go Blind. It came from 1969. Got to number 14, was their debut hit. They did follow it up with the number 29, Tears in the Wind, in 69 as well. And that was it, hit-wise, for the Chicken Shack in the 60s. Of course, the vocalist on that was Christine Perfect, who would later become Christine McVie and have a big career with Fleetwood Mac. And before that, Johnny Mathis and Misty. That was his first hit of the 60s. Mind you, he entered the charts in January 1960. So I guess there's a strong chance it would have been. And he got to number 12. His follow-up was a bit strange, really. It was called You Are Beautiful. It came out in 1960. It had three goes at the charts and failed miserably. Yes, I couldn't believe it. It got to 39 when it entered the charts in March. Then it re-entered the charts in April, got to number 38, and then in May it re-entered the charts and got to number 38. Mind you, he'd follow it up with his big hit of the 60s, My Love For You, also in 1960, where it would get to number 9. I'll have to dig that out sometime, give it a spin. And oh look, we've come to one of those breaks again. Time for a drink, and we'll have that, and then we'll be back with the Searchers.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Did you know HGVs have four zones of limited vision around them? If you're in one of these areas, you may not be seen by the driver. These four limited vision zones are in front, behind, and at both sides of the HGV. So when you're driving around a HGV, don't linger around them, because they may not notice you're there. Know the HGV zones. National Highways.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10pm each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here, so tune in and turn up the volume.
For Tame, Haddenham and Chinner.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Started off the Beatles, their very first hit got to number 17. Love Me Do entered the charts in October 1962. And after that, they would start hitting the number twos and the number ones. What a career they had. And Searchers didn't do too bad in the 60s either, and that was who we heard before the Beatles. And that track we heard was When You Walk in the Room. That entered the charts in September 1964. One of their bigger hits got to number three. And they have about 10 hits, and the only one that didn't make the top 20 was their final one, which reached number 35, When I Get Home, in 1965. Yes, a great career they had as well. Time for one of those great instrumentals.
Thank you.
classic hits from the 60s.
It's the 60s Rewind
with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio. Some with the Shadows, big number one, The Wonderful Land from 1962. Always amazes me when I look at some of the dates of these tracks and I think they're not really that old, are they? But it must be. It's there in black and white, isn't it? And we followed it with the track we just heard, Aphrodite's Child, and a track called Rain and Tears, which came out in 1968, got as high as number 29. And they were actually a Greek rock band. I think they were one of the first Greek rock bands, actually. And they were trying to tour across Europe, and they were trying to get to London, but they only got as far as Paris because they couldn't get a visa to come into the UK. Well, it was a bit of a shame. We got done out of it, didn't we? And, of course, now then, Aphrodite's Child had a couple of people in the band who would go on to much greater things. They had a keyboard player called Vangelis. Yes, you probably remember him from the 70s. And also, the singer was actually none other than Demis Roussos. And, interesting there for you. Right, time for me to head up towards the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with the second part of the 60s Rewind here on Red Kite Radio. You don't want to miss it, don't you? Go anywhere.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and
you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me. Don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China. Then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.